From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. A new poll shows Democrat Charlie Crist's lead over Republican incumbent Rick Scott has narrowed in the race for Florida governor. Crist leads Scott by a margin of 45% to 40% in a head-to-head contest, down from a 10-point advantage in April. That's according to the Quinnipiac University poll released just yesterday. The race is even tighter when Libertarian candidate Adrian Wiley is added to the mix. In a three-way contest, Crist leads with 39%, while Scott gets 37% and Wiley 9%. Pollster Peter Brown says that's a sign that voters could be looking for an alternative amid a campaign dominated by back-and-forth attacks.
Given how little Mr. Wiley is known, the fact that, again, twice as many people say they'll vote for him as having a good opinion of him indicates that it's a, I don't like the other two big guys, how about him?
Crist is facing former Senate Democratic leader Nan Rich in the August primary, but the poll did not ask Democrats about their preference in that race. Well, job creation is already shaping up to be a hot-button issue in Florida this election year. During the 2014 legislative session, a bill was filed to try to raise Florida's minimum wage from $7.93 an hour up to $10.10 an hour. Democratic State Representative Cynthia Stafford of Opa-locka is one of the bill's sponsors. She says people working full-time should not be living just above the poverty line.
Even though, you know, everyone else is getting a raise at the top, but the ones who help you get those bonuses are not being compensated or being paid anything more. So we're just saying it's an issue of fairness. It's an issue of improving the quality of life for all.
Stafford's bill did not pass this year, but she says she plans to reintroduce it for next year's legislative session. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Here's Paul Leary.